"How can I decide?" said I. "You have not told me what you want of me. But I tell you now that if it is anything against the safety of the fort, I will have no truck with it, so you can drive home your knife and welcome." "It is nothing against the fort," said he. "We only ask you to do that which your countrymen come to this land for. We ask you to be rich. If you will be one of us this night, we will swear to you upon the naked knife and by the threefold oath which no Sikh was ever known to break, that you shall have your fair share of the loot. A quarter of the treasure shall be yours. We can say no fairer." "But what is the treasure, then?" I asked. "I am as ready to be rich as you can be, if you will but show me how it can be done."
"You will swear, then," said he, "by the bones of your father, by the honour of your mother, by the cross of your faith, to raise no hand and to speak no word against us, either now or afterwards."
"I will swear it," I answered, "provided that the fort is not endangered."
"Then my comrade and I will swear that you shall have a quarter of the treasure, which shall be equally divided among the four of us."
"There are but three," said I.
"No, Dost Akbar must have his share. We can tell the tale to you while we wait them. Do you stand at the gate, Muhammad Singh, and give notice of their coming."
"The thing stands thus, sahib, and I tell it to you because I know that an oath is binding upon a Ferengi, and that we may trust you. Had you been a lying Hindu, though you had sworn by all the gods in their false temples, your blood would have been upon the knife and your body in the water. But the Sikh knows the Englishman, and the Englishman knows the Sikh. Hearken, then, to what I have to say.